SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have everybody with us as we start a new week of CNL here. We got a lot going on. Really not a lot of live stuff, actually. We got a few college basketball games, including Virginia getting absolutely clubbed in Blacksburg right now, and a couple of games that are tipping off in the 9 o'clock East hour that will get to the games that went on. So we have that. Obviously no NBA until Thursday after that just embarrassing All-Star game and weekend that they had. We had some of the golf to talk about. We got some football news and notes for Joe. We've got the obscure college basketball game of the night to bet. We've been on that kind of a run, so we're going to pick an obscure mid-major game to jump in on live. So a very exciting night ahead of us here. Oh, and we cannot forget this. Once again, and I feel bad for him. We need to eventually get him off this schneid, but we're going after Hit Burbell again for another MMA pick. We got to go back to the well here. We're going back after Hit Burbell after his buddy Volkanovski couldn't get it done on Saturday night. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only, Goferta 2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Big night. Big night ahead of us. I got a system playing college hoops.
Oh, do you? System play. Well, system plays up 20 right now. Vatek was the system play.
Clubbing Virginia.
They were the system play tonight.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
Left.
You're right.
I'm on this Kansas State tonight, plus the 8.5 against Texas.
Ah, you're going for it, huh? You're going for it.
And I'm on the under, Iowa State and Houston. All of a sudden, Houston playing
fight.
A bunch of overs.
That's all
Kelvin Sampson and Houston do now. They score 80 points and they play overs. 2 years ago, they made a run at the NCAAs. They were a dead under team. They held teams under. All of a sudden, the defense is there, but now they're a scoring machine. Scoring every game in the 80s. I mean, the only game that they were in the low 130s, I believe, was last week against Cincinnati. Other than that, they just club teams over in Houston,
over.
That's it. They opened the line at 127.5 tonight. They bet it up 3 points, up to 130.5. Guess what I'm doing? So
I see selling. 131
I'm
right
selling.
Now too.
What is it?
I see 132.5 now.
So this is the hot game now. This is where some news must be out. Everybody's on the over now. This is the steam play. What's the play out in Vegas? Oh, the over in Houston. What's the special syndicate play? The over in Houston. I'm going contrarian. This is now what I know. Some moron came out with a 133.5. Some moron came out with a number or a stat, and everybody in Vegas is on the same side. This is it. They're all giving it out on the 800 numbers.
Oh, boy.
Moron special.
A 133.5 as you're talking.
Moron
just went up
special.
Another point.
Moron special.
Again.
This is it. The moron special. Everybody,
I'm watching the board move in front of my eyes, Joe.
Break your arm. Double-edge crypto special. Smash your bookie in the face with a microwave. This is it. This is it. Everybody's 900 number. What? Get my five diamond $499 package special Monday night over in Houston. Here it is now. Here it is. The line opened up. It's almost up 7 points on the total. So obviously this is the news out in Vegas.
It is moving by the second. It just went back down to 132.5.
Yeah, this is it. The Smash special. Somebody put out a stat. Psst, psst.
The steam
over
play.
In Houston. Yeah, I know. Every time Kelvin Sampson wears red pair of underwears and you know, makes, goulash for dinner. They play to the over. 46-1 ATS to the over.
What?
The moron special.
All right, what's going to be the... We got to also get in live on the obscure mid-major game of the night, because we've had some fun with that last week between Merrimack and IUPUI.
All right, let's get in on this.
Incarnate Word? You want to go to Incarnate Word?
No. Let's get in. This one's just about to tip. Charleston and William and Mary.
That's actually the one I would like to...
All right, you want to go under? Let's go under. 148.5.
Let me see.
Come on. That's asking a lot out of these teams. Come on.
I don't think so, actually. William and Mary.
I'm going under.
They punish teams in that conference. Hold
on. Come on, go
under. Or is that Wilmington I'm thinking of? Hold on. Let me see what we have here. That's the CAA. Where is that? Here we go. William and Mary in Charleston. William and Mary's 8-18 this year. So that's
Come on,
not
let's
who I
go
was thinking
under.
Of. I was thinking of Wilmington, who smashes everybody.
All right, let's go under.
Actually, listen to this, Joe. They played a couple weeks ago at William & Mary.
Yeah.
84-83. Dead over. I mean, sailed right. over that
so
number.
Let's go under. I'm going under in both. I'm putting
and these other.
Under
how about these other games, though? These are the last few for William & Mary. 61-52, 69-58, 68-54. The one oddball is the Bucks 67 they played with Charleston last time.
All right, so let's take the under. Come on.
Now, Charleston, you know, they play heavy games here, Joe. I mean, they're scoring this 77, 80, 80, 84. 80. Like, they score a lot of points, Charleston. That's the problem. That's our issue.
It's an under Monday. I'm selling it. I'm not buying the hype.
You want to go under?
Yep.
All right. You get me in. By the way, when Virginia's down 20, Joe, it's like any other team being down 40. I mean, they're just
they're down
their
22.
Offense is so pathetic. But I'm saying that's like any other team would be in being
it's
down 40.
It's signed, sealed, and delivered. They got no shot to win this game.
Can I get this game on in here? Hold on.
I got it on. See. There's 15 minutes left.
No. I'm talking about can I get the Charleston William and Mary game on in here? Who's got that on? Somebody's got to have the CAA. Who's on Peacock or something? Who's got the game? CBS. Oh, it's on CBS Sports Network, Joe. We do get the game.
All right, good.
All right, we have to watch that. So William and Mary in Charleston, the Carver and Lisi obscure mid-major game of the night, under 148.5. This is it. This is it. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here on a Monday night. We're waiting for tip here between William and Mary and Charleston. And then Joe's got a five diamond, no doubt about it. Hit your bookie with a sock of quarters play on Iowa State-Houston game coming up at the top of the hour. We also have Kansas State and Texas playing in the Big 12, which is a good game. We have a lot of good games tomorrow, which we'll talk about in the second hour of the show. Other than that, live, Joe... The only thing I can offer you is a couple of hockey games, including the Hurricanes up 2-0 against the Blackhawks, and they're minus 4,500 live, so you could basically say thanks but no thanks. You also have Ottawa up 2-0 in Tampa against the Lightning. Lightning live plus 285, or get the goal and a half with the Lightning at plus 112. A live total, actually, that live total, Joe, is 6.5. That was a flat 7 earlier today, pregame. Ooh. So you might be able to get yourself a little extra there. So we do have that going on. How was the weekend, Joe, first? We always start the week. We want to make sure everybody had a good weekend. Were you okay?
Yeah, the weekend was good. Low-key. Finally got some rest. Finally slept. So that was good. You know.
Well, that's always good to sleep, Joe.
Yeah, I finally.
I don't really get to do that, so that's nice.
Oh, you don't to. You don't sleep at all? You get more than me sometimes.
I don't think so.
No.
No, maybe not. Maybe, you know, you're in the off season now, so you're probably getting a lot more than me. I don't have an off season, so there's no off season for me. You basically from September to early February. You know, you're run pretty ragged, and it's tough for you, but from now until August, you get plenty of sleep.
I'm on cruise control.
Yeah, you know, you could take a little, you know, cut a corner here, you can get a little extra here, you can get, you know, you don't have all those early morning calls, those late nights.
Thankfully. Yes.
Thankfully. So, but that's good. That's good, because I had a while, I went to the Islander Ranger thing at MetLife.
How was that?
It was fun. Yeah, you know, I've been to a few of these outdoor games, and I'll say that, I mean, this has nothing to do with the game itself, but that place sucks, MetLife. And I know I was crying about it last week too. That place is so miserable. Between getting to it, actually trying to get into the building, which was a disaster. Ugh. Walking, you can't walk in between periods. I mean, I thought I was at the old Nassau Coliseum trying to walk
really?
Around.
You can't walk
on the concourse.
In
I mean, and Jet and Giant
How
fans
come?
Telling me that's the same thing, you know, like in their games at halftime, etc. It's just because the place is just so awfully constructed and built, and how it was thought out. It's just an awful place.
So wait, you can't walk in.
Like,
what if you have to go to the bathroom?
It's 30 minutes. Minimum. It's just disaster. So
that's terrible. That's a
it is terrible.
Look.
And then getting out of there is brutal. But other than that, like, you know, the idea of having these in football stadiums isn't all that bad. I went to the one at Yankee Stadium. I went to one at Citizens Bank in Philly. I've been to all the baseball ones. I hadn't been to one in a football stadium yet. And I will say, I thought that the sight lines were better having it in the football stadium. I thought it was better. In terms of what you could see from the action.
Right.
I thought it was pretty good. Because I thought that was, you know, in baseball stadiums, it's kind of weird. You know, they're not all built the same way. You know, I think for baseball stadiums, you could sit on, like, the field level and you won't see the puck in the rink. You know, or anything like that. So it's a weird dynamic. But I thought it was cool with that. The game ended, it was a crazy game. That ended in a miserable fashion if you were an Islander fan. 6-5, they lost in overtime. So they had a 5-3 lead with 5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, you said that the Islanders are notorious for giving up third period goals.
So here's what I did. And I remember, I had a few beers, obviously.
Oh!
Before the game and during the game.
Sticking his chest out.
So
I love it.
At the end of the second period, it was a 2-goal lead. Well, it's actually a 1-goal lead at that point. And I even say, what do I always say to you when the Islanders have a lead going into the third?
Bet the other side.
Bet the other side just for fun. And I had a thing going that I'll tell you about next that I thought was going to hit and ended, of course, not hitting. But I'm in there. I'm sitting in. I'm walking through the concourse. I'm getting one more beer before that. And I'm on the phone and I'm trying to bet the Rangers. They were plus 210 money line. Down a goal going into the third. So I must have. You know how, Joe, they have all those little boxes there, right? And you're
right.
And so I go and I hit money line, and I must have, at the same time hitting the money line, I must have also clicked the under in the game.
Okay.
So I had them both clicked, and I and I'm not looking at the price or anything. I'm just thinking that I'm putting in Ranger money line.
And
sure enough, I go and I put in the dollar amount. I go, all right. So I'm covered with the Rangers. If the Rangers can somehow make this miserable and come back and win, at least I'll win a couple bucks. So I'm sitting there the entire third period in overtime thinking that I've at least got a ticket coming back my way if the Rangers win. Sure enough, I didn't, because I then go to look and I see that I accidentally clicked under 9.5 with the Ranger money line.
So you lost.
So I'm going to send, I'll send you the ticket so you can see it. It's pretty funny. And then I had a, because they had a boost, yes, you know, they had like one of those boosts to like make your own SGPs or whatever. And I had Barzal to score, winner. Islanders plus 2.5 goals, winner. Bo Horvat, 3 shots on goal.
All right.
He had 2 shots on goal in the first period.
Wow.
Didn't have another the rest of the game.
No.
Didn't have another shot on goal the rest of the game. So you roll that along with me accidentally clicking the under 9.5 when I went to bet the Rangers live. And it didn't go well for me, Joe. It all around was a bad scene for me leaving MetLife.
You must have been miserable. You must have been miserable.
Well, it took 2.5 hours to get home. So
you get into a fight with anybody in the parking lot? You scream at anybody?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
No, I'm just checking.
No, that's not my way. I never get involved
your style?
Stuff like that. Yeah, it's not how I do it.
So. I'm just saying. I'm double checking.
Ranger money line. Why the hell would it click the under 9.5? Because they're next to each other. You know, they're like right there. And if you're not,
if you're not
of sane mind, like I wasn't, then you end up making mistakes.
So. That is, I didn't bet anything on Sunday. I bet Saturday, and I loved Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
So I take Arkansas plus the points against Miss State, 11.5. I parlay it with Nebraska. That's a winner. Then I put Arkansas with the 3-point contest with Trey Young and Donovan Mitchell, and both of those humps let me down.
That was. And how about your boy Dame Time, who what's his line been the last 6 weeks, Joe, for the Bucks? 1-for-9 from 3, 2-for-12 from 3, 1-for-8 from 3. And then he goes and he's hitting threes from the parking lot in the All-Star game. That's and then amazing. Basically said after, I wanted to win MVP. Well, what have you wanted to do the last 6 weeks?
Crazy. Crazy.
Just awful, Joe.
Gutless. He's gutless.
Gutless is right. We're not betting on him the rest of the year. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Get to and we're back. All right. Still a 26-point lead for Virginia Tech, Joe.
It's over.
And that one is, you were right about that. That game is finished. 24.5 live for you. So system play. System play for the Hokies tonight.
Unbelievable.
Is a winner. Take it to the window here, or at least let's hope so, with 9 minutes left to go.
I mean,
we also have, now, Joe, what did we get this number? 148, right?
Yeah, and a half.
Live total down to 134.5 as we're out to a 9-8 start here at the under 12 timeout.
Sell.
CAA's finest, Charleston and William and Mary. Here, 9-8, off to a slow start, down to 134.5.
That's it.
Roll walk out the cans, the baby. Let's go.
Walk the way you go.
Oh, yeah. Sell.
Sell.
So, Joe, this is what we do on Monday nights, man. Like, You know, when things go bad for us on the weekend, this is our safe place to come and talk about them afterwards, like we do
it's
it during
therapy.
Football season. We
it's
do
like
it.
Therapy.
This is these are the places we come. Like it's almost, you know, sometimes you can call it bad beat money. Some of these aren't bad beats. It's just losing. It's called gambling. It's just kind of the way that it goes. But so I already complained to you about the Islander Ranger mishap that I had. Would you like me to go to the next couple?
Yeah,
that we
I want to hear
as well.
It all.
Here's the next one. I got like three or four on the hit list from this weekend, so that tells you what kind of weekend it was for me. So the next
productive.
One. How about that? How about this gutless South Carolina team at home on Saturday against LSU? I mean, are you kidding me? They had an 11-point lead in that game, and I'm watching this, Joe. It was pathetic that they couldn't close this team out. LSU sucks, man. And South Carolina, who everybody, they were 21-3, up to 11th in the country. Everybody's throwing them bouquets. They get completely whacked by Auburn last week by 40. And then you think, Joe, big effort. And they were given one for about 30 minutes, I would say, on Saturday. They had the game in hand. They were in control. And for whatever reason,
they
just completely melted. It was a total melt job by South Carolina. Pathetic. Pathetic.
That's it. Well, LSU, that we know LSU steps up in big spots. Doesn't matter that they suck this year. That line was what, 10.5? What was that line?
That line was I have it here, Joe.
Like,
hold on. I didn't even need him to cover. I had him in an 18 money line parlay. They were the only ones I needed to
18
win.
18 money line parlay, Carver.
I was one of those steppies, you know, like they do, where the, everyone you add, they add the boost higher. It was a steppy.
It was a steppy.
And it was the only one I lost was that one.
Incredible.
A steppy.
That's crazy. How about the Kentucky Wildcats getting off the mat?
Yeah, Wildcats got off the mat.
Arkansas, gutty effort against Miss State. That was way too many points for the Hogs this
weekend. That was gutty. You're right about that. That was a gutty effort.
Tennessee, boat race Vanderbilt.
They did.
I got their number, though. We got big games coming up this Tuesday, I believe. So...
Tuesday night we got a full slate. We're going to do that in the second hour.
I can't wait.
Go through all the games.
Because now we're starting to get into the final stretch. How about this Virginia? The Virginia down 29.
Yeah, Joe, that game is...
That's like being down 100. Oh, my God.
That game is finished, Joe.
11-9. 10:49 left in Charleston. 135 and 134 and a half. So the bottom's falling out. Falling out. They're hitting stops. Sold.
Let that number keep dipping, baby. Let it keep going down. Down.
I hope this Houston game gets smashed tonight. I know.
So
everybody. I hope it gets smashed.
So you're looking for like a 52-48 game. I mean, looking for
something crazy like under 100. I hope
not even. You want it not even close. You want people to.
I want this number pounded just for this. You know what this is? Statement play. This is a statement.
Statement play.
Yeah, we're going after. To the syndicates. The syndicate. It's a syndicate play. It's a syndicate. Hear that a lot walking around the left coast. Oh, the syndicate. I love that during football season. Love it. It's a syndicate play. So you're saying the syndicate is smarter than you. Look yourself in the mirror and then get back to me. I mean, come on.
I started to yell at you about Dame Time before the break, too.
He sucks. He sucks. That's a typical Dame Time statement. I wanted to win MVP of the All-Star game. How about the regular season, Dame Time? How about you step up and you earn your paycheck because you completely sucked this year?
He's been so bad the last 6 weeks. For him to then show up and have the big All-Star weekend, wins a three-point contest, wins the MVP... Bringing a lot of hardware back home. None of it team-oriented.
Right, exactly.
That was so gutless, Joe. I wasn't happy either when I saw Houston had won to win MVP, too.
Yeah,
but to be fair, Joe, but this is why we say this. We said this last week. I actually said it Friday night when you were out. It's not an event, and you could tell this by watching some of the guys. And I didn't even need to watch the game, Joe, because everybody puts the clips of the embarrassment on Twitter, so you don't even have to see the game to see the stuff that was going on. There's just no effort, Joe, from anyone. Like, no any real effort.
They don't play effort in the regular season.
It's not a game unless you're playing the over, like, and you just want to see what you saw last night. There's just no point. Don't even get involved.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. I mean, guys don't want to get hurt. They're just not playing defense.
I get that aspect of it, not wanting to get hurt. I don't know how you fix that. And that's why they're probably eventually going to have to go the way of the NFL and just not have the game anymore.
Yeah, but basketball, I mean, for the most part, isn't as contact as the, you know, football. I mean, it's very rare guys get hurt in the All-Star game for basketball. No?
I mean, maybe, no? Joe, but they sure aren't going to put any effort to try to find out. Man, that's not good. A couple threes from William and Mary there, Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
Carver. This William Byron won the Daytona.
Oh, did that end?
I was on the kid with Alfredo.
I saw there was a huge crash at the end, wasn't there?
Was there? I couldn't tell you.
I think with about 10 laps left, there was quite a wreck.
Yeah. Did the kid Alfredo finish in the top 10?
Your boy Alfonso Alfredo?
Anthony Alfredo.
Oh, was that his name? Did you play him?
Yeah, $10 to win a grand.
William Byron. Whoever that is. I mean, jeez. This is
Dusty
the problem
Wallace
with this sport. There's just they got no stars. Nobody knows who these guys are. William Byron. They see there's never like a list, Joe, who came in second, third, fourth. You could barely find out who won.
Alan Bowman came in second. Is that Abe Bowman? I don't know.
Abe Bowman? Why, you have a list? Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago? What do you have there?
I'm trying to see. Hang on. I know Byron won. Hang on.
There's another race after this, allegedly, too.
Well, yeah?
I guess because, like, all their races got washed away this weekend, so they wanted to
make sure. Alfredo came in 27th, I think.
Yeah, that doesn't get you much, Joe. You come in 27th. That's not... You don't put that on the plaque outside the garage. You know, that's not... 27th. How many cars were in the race?
I have no idea. It looks like 40.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't even in the top half.
And there was a crash where 13 cars, I think, didn't finish. Couldn't even do it for the Italians. Angelo, Anthony Alfredo. Carver.
Your boy, Anthony Alfredo.
My boy. He hit the skids. Johnny Skidmarks. Kid Alfredo, he was shaking at the wheel.
I tell you, Joe, we're looking all right with this under, but there's another aspect of this game we might be able to dip into, and that's Charleston's down 18-11 here.
You want to jump on them?
They were like double-digit pregame favorites. I mean, not yet. I wanted to get, well, yeah, sure enough, Charleston scores like 5 points in a second there to get it to a four-point game. I was going to say if it gets a little lower, the number, maybe we jump in. It's down to 7.5 now. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So I'm going to basically do this coming back from every break in the first hour because that's how many I have. You want the next weekend misery? Yeah. The next
give
one?
Me the weekend misery.
So I gave you the Islanders. I gave you the LSU South Carolina. And that, by the way, there was like an add-on to that I never got to, and that was Washington losing at home to Cal on Saturday night, which was also just a pathetic showing by them.
You better agree. They hit you like every which
so
way.
So here's the next one. I had the... And listen, we want. I know Matias is on a little bit of a stretch right now with this MMA, and I saw him tweet about it, and he's kind of got it. He went 9-3 on Saturday, but there's a problem, Joe.
His best bet got smashed.
So, and we got to get him out of the funk because I think I saw him say he's lost like three or four main events in a row or something like that. He's got a main event hex on him or something at these UFC fights. So we need to find a way to get him through because I went with this Volkanovski who he was passionately talked me up on Friday night, Joe. Passionately talked up Volkanovski. And unfortunately, it didn't go our way, Matias. It just didn't go our way.
It's frustrating, man, because I want to give the people what they want, and what they want is winners. And going 9-3 is great, but I gotta say, I was so sour after the Volkanovski finish. I'm not gonna lie, man. I was thinking of you because you asked me for the pick. I gave you the pick. I was feeling great about the pick, and I was even feeling pretty good about the pick in fight. You know, we had the in fight analysis. He was picking him apart with the jab. You could tell that Topuria was getting frustrated. He was about to start opening up his game. I thought Volkanovski was about to start letting things go. And then he gets caught with the right hook. You know, it was tough luck for that. And the thing was, Carver, we were so hot. We were so hot on Saturday night overall with all the picks. You know, everything was going our way. The Lemos decision, you know, even Zong getting the big-time finish. So many great things. And then once we get down to the main event, I kind of felt that pressure of like, okay, this is a great night, but we got to finish it. We got to finish it strong with this pick. You know, the main event, the pick that everybody wants. And bang, you know, it just does. I have a main event hex. I think Joe might have hexed me ever since the Duplessis freaking TKO or decision. I'm always thinking decision or TKO, decision or TKO. Oh, man. I got to get the monkey off my back. You're right. We got to hit one of these main events.
Ever since that fight with you, Joe, with the Duplessis and Nikki Dunlap, he says it's been downhill for him. Since then,
I second guessed myself, but you know, I was feeling good about Volkanovski, boys. I really was, and you know what? He fought a great fight. I thought on Saturday, given the circumstances.
Let's be honest. You like the fact that the reason why you picked this cat is because he held up the belt before the fight.
The guy that won. The guy that won's the guy that was touching the belt.
That's how you decided that. Maybe the kid was confident. Did you ever think
he was confident? No, you know what? All props to him. He's an excellent boxer. He caught him with a great right hook. It was hidden. It was perfect. You know, it's frustrating because he was getting frustrated, and when he attacked, he just landed. And, man, every one of the scorecards had Volkanovski winning the first round 1-0. And I'm thinking to myself, my Lord, if he doesn't get, you know, if that right hook doesn't connect and Volkanovski doesn't get knocked out and he stays durable, he probably wins the fight via decision or maybe even via TKO. KO if the guy gasses out, but it's a fight, boys.
You gotta tell him to tuck the chin. Tuck the chin.
You know what? He did have his chin back every single time. He had his back against the cage. And he was trying to escape from danger. I did notice that Volk's head was kind of a little too high, and I was fearful of the knockout because this is MMA. You know, one shot changes everything. And even last week with the Joe Pyfer pick, you know, Joe Pyfer, my goodness, dominating the first two rounds of that fight, landing anything that he wants. And then what does Hermanson do? He lands a good shot straight to the eyeball, boys. You know what I mean? And he can't see out of his eye for the rest of his fight. Hermanson dominates from there on out. It's tough sledding right now. We got to get the monkey off our back, but we're close. You know, I was feeling great this weekend, but I couldn't close out the show, and that's what frustrates me, man. It frustrates me to have a great night and we just can't close it out with the main event. And we all know that the main event is all that matters in the UFC when people watch in these big fights. And you know what? UFC 299 is around the corner and UFC 300 is right around the corner, so plenty of opportunity to, you know, to set the record straight and just get back to maybe going undefeated, right? Forget 9-3. Let's just go 12-0. Come on, let's go.
I want to see how this guy got knocked out. Look, he got crushed with an overhand right. What are you talking about? Kid got smashed.
He got hit.
He got. You know, it's a fight. The guy's a great boxer. You know,
Topuria. Right on the button.
Right on the button. If anything, the mistake that I should have actually paid more attention to was that Volkanovski was knocked out recently, less than 8 months ago. And you know what? I didn't take that into consideration. So once he got hit, he went down like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, but let me tell you, this kid, what's his name? Valsovesky, whatever his name is.
Volkanovski,
his body type, he was definitely the smaller fighter. And if he didn't have that great of hand skills, why did we pick this guy? I mean, this guy was just towering over him. He looked like a Ken Shamrock type. He looked like a Ken Shamrock. Shamrock with the overhand right. He caught him right on the butt.
Shamrock.
He's built like a brick house. He's built like a brick house. Oh, are you kidding me?
To give Topuria some credit here, he did say he was going to knock him out late first, early second. That's exactly what happened. So and Mystic Mac strikes, man.
I'm going to start picking the UFC. This kid that knocked him out wore a suit to the press conference. He wore a suit to the press conference, three-piece suit, Armani. Kid was styling. And he wears the shades. You know, I would have never picked this guy on my own. Nah. The other guy looked like, what's his face? What's his name?
You want to pick against a pound-for-pound great, Joe? Come on now. He's one of the greatest featherweight champs to live. He is 35 now, so it's not like he's a young cat anymore.
Your guy, Valsevesky, looked like Jason Statham.
Vasilevsky from the Lightning? Vasilevsky.
He looked like Statham with the top hat on. This kid came to fight. Came in an Armani suit, sunglasses. Bam! Caught him right in the button. Overhand right. Holding up the... Look, and he was showboating. He held up the belts. This kid came to... He was taking the fight to him.
He did take the fight to him. You know what's crazy? I had some fear the second that you saw Topuria walk out of the locker room. You know, he picks a great song, great walkout song, which I even enjoyed, I gotta say. I couldn't believe he chose that song. But he looked so relaxed. He looked so relaxed walking out of the locker room for his first title fight. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this guy looks good.
What was the walkout song?
I know what the walkout song was.
It's this Latin song that's very popular in Mexico. I forget the title of it, but man, I've heard it so many times. It just got me going. You know, the song got me going. He came out smiling, guys. He came out smiling. He came out ready to go. He had no fear, and that made me feel a little fearful right there. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. When he came out that way, I thought to myself, okay, this is gonna be a damn good fight. But Volkanovski's still the best. You know, before the fight, I was thinking Volkanovski's the best. He's gonna trample this guy. But once the walkout came out and he looked relaxed, it looked like Topuria was ready to get that belt. And he did. He did. He got his hand raised, and now I want to see him fight Max Holloway in his upcoming fight. You know, Max is probably going to win that BMF belt. That would be badass. And then Max goes back down and wait to get that featherweight championship belt back. That would be badass. And if it happens in Spain, it happens in Spain.
I got to tell you, though, also, and while I have this, and I don't want to go too nuts with the UFC and the MMA stuff, we got, but this is the last thing I want to say to you. I saw they announced this. UFC 300 is supposed to be like a really big deal. Like, this is like the 300th event. They've done Dana White, amazing job, all this stuff. You got to have, Matias, at least one absolute, no doubt about it, box office name on your card. And I know you're going to tell me that there's good fighters here and blah, 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 blah. For you want to get somebody like me to watch the 300th UFC event, you can't have two guys I never heard of in my life in the main event. Who are these guys? Pereira and Hill. Who are these guys? Where'd they find these guys?
They could have got a better main event, but Alex Pereira, you know, former middleweight champion, destroyed Israel Adesanya, knocked him out twice. Pereira's a real deal, guys. You know, Pereira's a real deal. He's a legit MMA fighter.
Sure,
you're one of the best I've ever seen.
I'm sure UFC fans will be into that. The idea of events like this is you got to bring the non-UFC event diehard into this event.
I want to tell Matias some. I want to give him a piece of advice. You got to go back to the roots. You got to go back to where you made your.
Go back to the bell cows.
Go back to the old gym. Start to smell the sweat again. You know, you've been living too much in the penthouse. Go back to the gym. Go back to the old gym where you smell the blood, sweat, and tears, and then give us a pick. You always now two. You're two in the
I'll
hole.
Give you a lot of picks. Guys, it was a good weekend. You know, if you tailed my picks this weekend, we had a good weekend.
We need you to have thick skin on this show, okay? You're the guru when it comes to UFC. You're already about 2,800 in the hole because of the pick with Nicky Dunlap. But that's besides the point, okay? You cost me and Carver. Right now, you're negative $3,000. $3,500. So you got
to come back. Will be bigger than the setback, boys. The comeback will be bigger than the setback. Let's go.
But to my point, Matthias, you got to have a Connor McDavid. Connor McGregor. You want to know why? You know, and I am upset about him today because he didn't score today, and I bet him to score against Arizona. That's why he's on my mind. You got to have McGregor. You got to have who's the other guy?
Nate Diaz.
No, not him. John Jones. You got to have John Jones. You got to have McGregor.
Maybe I should be the guru for UFC. I'm just throwing out names.
You can't have these. You couldn't pick these two guys out of a lineup if you're not a UFC
You can't
diehard.
Pick McGregor right now because McGregor has too much money and he doesn't want to fight. You have to fight for money. And all these guys that we're talking about are stars that have big bank accounts.
You got to give him more money then.
He's
supposed to fight UFC 300.
I think that guy has so much money right now. There's not a number that they could give him that he's happy with, boys. Like, think about it. He's on his yacht every day.
Anderson Silva. He's about 60 now, Joe. Anderson Silva. Come on,
Royce Gracie, who do you want?
Iceman against Royce Gracie. Joseph.
Who's the other one? Jean-Claude Van Damme. St. Pierre.
JSP.
What's his name? JPS. What was George?
You want Jose Aldo to come out of retirement?
Give me
or
somebody.
What's the other guy? You know, if they should have dragged out of retirement, is that Nurmagomedov? They should have had him show up for 300.
Nurmagomedov. You want Khabib Nurmagomedov
to whoever he is. That's a guy they should have dragged him out.
They can't. They can't have any of those guys out because it's Ramadan. And none of those fighters are fighting during that time. They tried getting Islam Makhachev versus Leon Edwards.
What about Royce Gracie?
At least I'm given real possibilities. Joe's on UFC 100 right now is where Joe is. Joe's got the UFC 100 card. We're at 300 here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, here's the deal. They're at the half in this Charleston William and Mary game. It's 26-25 at halftime.
Barring an absolute miracle, listen,
I got an idea for you. The live total is 126.5.
No, I can't. I can't.
A 22-point middle here.
I can't because I have
Let's take the live over. Let's take the live over.
No, don't do that.
Come on. Let's do it.
No,
we got 148.5 to the under. Now we take the over 126.5. They're going to heat up, Joe.
Stop with the heating up. Maybe they're just going to shoot bricks. No,
let's take it.
We got 20 points of CLV.
I'm doing it. I can't believe you. I thought you'd step up. I mean, you're not ready to.
I'm the one that got us in the bed. I talked you into it.
I'm in, baby. 22-point middle.
You're always, this was a dead under. Why are you doing that? I need this under in Houston. I hope they smash.
They're about to start.
Tipping.
They're about to tip.
Is this live? 10-0 Iowa State? Oh, no.
No, that haven't started yet, Joe.
All right.
132.5 is where the total's at right now. Oh, I got to take this 126.5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got another hour to go after this.